Blessed morning, brothers and sisters. Well done as you are about to complete our journey for year 2025. 3 more days before we enter into 2026. Give 2 thumbs up to the person next to you and a pat on your own back. By faith, through God's grace and power of His Holy Spirit. Today, I entitle my simple sharing, 5 looks as we end 2025. My first point is look back. Take heart that we have tried our very best and be thankful to God. Okay, whether we are the driver or we are in any vehicles, in front of us is the big windscreen. Let us not forget the rear mirror on top and also the side mirrors on the left and on the right. It is for us to glance back once in a while. Let us recall God's faithfulness in our respective precious one life on this earth. In life, there are eye-openers for us to learn, unlearn, and keep on learning. These lessons learned are testimonies for God's glory. We encourage and strengthen one another. Whatever we have gone through, it will be also encouragement to many others who may go through the same thing. It is not wasted and it has been tested. Let's see from God's perspective, His higher elevation. The example is Joseph from the Bible, Genesis chapter 37 and chapter 39 until 50. Joseph was thrown into the pit, betrayed by his own brothers, sold into slavery, and in Potiphar's house. He went through accusation, defamation, further thrown into the prison. There, he interpreted the dream, but was forgotten and forsaken by the chief cupbearer until an opportune time. Lo and behold, he rose up to be the second person in command, the so-called prime minister of Egypt in Pharaoh's palace. Through it all, Joseph realized and he saw the bigger picture, the purpose for his ordeal. Genesis 50 verse 20. You intended to harm me, but God intended it for good to accomplish what is now being done, the saving of many lives. This leads to my second point. They are interrelated. As I mentioned just now, as we recall God's great faithfulness, most importantly, we look forward, we take courage and be hopeful. And expectant hope. As we have heard last Sunday, Christ is our wonderful, glorious, and certain hope. Collectively, corporately, togetherness as a church, we have a shared hope in Christ Jesus. What's the use of a binocular? It is to view the distant objects. So I have 3 W's here. The first one, wake up. Wake up, fully awakened, no longer in slumber. Let's follow Jesus all the way, no turning back. Be prepared in full gear for what lies ahead. And also, let us count the cost and make our life count for eternity. The second one, weather true. Nowadays, we have unpredictable weather, no matter what, the storm, the wind, the thunder, the lightning, even the famine, the fire or the flood, there is no stopover. We do not want to be like the aimless wandering by the Israelites. 40 years of murmuring, complaining, caused one generation to perish in the wilderness. Such a costly casualty. No more delays. Dilly-dally, lepaking, loitering, lingering, lengang-lengang. No more lame excuses. 10 out of the 12 spies, we seem like grasshopper in our own eyes. And we look the same to them. Numbers 13:33. Instead of lame excuses, why not we have valid reason to move on? First of all, we have heard the call from God. Secondly, what should our response be? Yes, Lord, here am I. And we know the Lord is with us until the end of the age. First one, wake up. Second one, weather through. And the third one, walk over. Cross over. This is the theme for our next preaching series in 2026. We can overcome. We are more than conquerors to Christ who loves us. As the Lord parted the Red Sea for Moses and the first generation of Israelites. Likewise, Joshua been appointed to lead the second generation of Israelites to cross the Jordan River into the promised land filled with milk and honey. Be strong and courageous. Tell a neighbor, be strong and courageous. Amen. We need to be strong and courageous because this is being mentioned four times in Joshua chapter 1 within the 18 verses. Let's have faith over fear. Tell your neighbor, let's have faith over fear. We have faith over fear together as a body of Christ. It is time, church, for us to rise up to the next level. We just have our FPBK Kindy graduation. So from Kindy, they are going to move on to primary school. And from primary school, they are going to move on to secondary school. From there, some may also considering outstation or overseas for further studies. Those already completed IGCSE and SPM exam. These are part and parcels of life. And for those who are going to graduate next year, what's next for you? Your career-wise, how about advancement? There may be some consideration for relocation, even for promotions, different pathway, even ministry involvement. As a family, I believe all of us, we desire breakthroughs that we want to love God even much more and serve God in a greater measure. So, brothers and sisters, let us really walk over, let us cross over to a new season, a new chapter of our life together in FPBC. Let's jump to the third look. Look within. Let us take stock and be watchful. I believe some of us, we will do medical checkup annually, physical checkup bodily, yeah, to know the internal condition. And some of us will have the x-ray, and it is a no play matter. If something serious, then we need to go for thorough checkup, go for CT scan and even MRI. To know the internal condition, there may be some injuries, fractures, tumor, blood clots, etc. It is to help doctors to plan treatment, monitor diseases, and also to guide necessary procedure, etc. How about the inner wounds of the past? I do not understand what I do. For what I want to do, I do not do. But what I hate, I do. Okay. Let us come before our Abba Daddy. A broken and contrite spirit, God will not despise. Let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangled. We demolish arguments and every pretension that set itself up against the knowledge of Christ, and we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. So, as a man thinks, so is he. What is our thought pattern today? The checklist is found in Philippians chapter 4. Whatever is good, whatever is right, whatever is true, whatever is excellent, noble, etc. Think about all these things, put them into practice, and the God of peace will be with us. Amen. The next point is look around. Before I share any further, I would like to let you all know about this timely testimony. Singapore swimming coach, I believe he must have looked around, and at the sideline, there was one supporter sitting in the stand cheering for her own teammates. Lo and behold, she was called to substitute and be one of the swimmers. Her name is so famous now, Julia Yeo. 14-year-old, already turned 15 on 27th December, won first SEA Games gold after last-minute call-up to 4 times 100-meter medley relay. Together with her teammates, to clock a game's record, 4 minutes, 5.79 seconds, retaining the title that Singapore have won since 2003. So I would like to encourage all our young people, do not let anyone look down on you because you are young. But set an example for them in speech, in conduct, in love, in faith, and in purity. Now is the time, here is the place for all of us to look around. Let us take responsibility. Okay? Be faithful in whatever the Lord has called us. We are the one to answer for whatever outcome. I believe the Singapore coach also take ownership, whatever the outcome may be, good or bad, and he won't shift the blame to the swimming team. It is final, whatever decision he has made, and he will be the one to take the blame if the opposite result happened. Thank God they won the gold medal. That settled it, full stop, okay? So it is with us too. Let us intentionally embrace God-given mandate for FPBC to make disciples and disciple others alongside us across generations. Many things are caught than taught. Let us entrust to reliable people who will also be qualified to teach others. Last but not least, of course, let us look up. Take heed and be trustful. The telescope for us to look above and beyond, to the Creator God, the Maker of heaven and earth. God is faithful and true to His words. Psalm 73, verse 4. For the word of the Lord is right and true. He is faithful in all He does. Whatever God allows, we trust Him to work things out according to His will in His timing. We acknowledge His sovereignty through it all. We serve the Lord wholeheartedly because He is faithful and true. Even when we are faithless, yet he will remain faithful because he cannot deny himself. Not only we look up to the Lord, not only Jesus be our focal point. Take heart, brothers and sisters, the eyes of the Lord range throughout the earth to strengthen those whose hearts are fully committed to him. Amen. There is a song, Trust His Heart. He alone is faithful and true. He alone knows what is good for you. When you don't understand, when can't see his plan, when you can't trace his hand, trust his heart. Trust his heart. So, Isaiah 43 verses 18 to 19 resonate well with FBBC at such a time like this. Let us forget the former things. Do not dwell on the past. Let us remember God's faithfulness, being true to his word. Let us see God is doing a new thing, a new season, season of newness. Dear brothers and sisters, as we end 2025 and as we enter 2026, let us look back and be thankful to God. Let us look forward and be hopeful in Christ Jesus. Let us look within and be watchful. If anything that needs to be taken out, be removed, whatever residue, let us surrender and yield to the working of the Holy Spirit. And let us look around, be faithful in all that God entrusted to us, called us at such a time like this, and let us look up, be trustful, trust in the Lord, and He alone be lifted up and glorified. As I conclude my message today, I would like to encourage all of us once again, persevere on the journey ahead of us. Our future is as bright as the promises of God in the Bible. They are yes and amen. Fix our eyes on Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, so that we will not grow weary and lose heart. Amen. Okay, these are some questions for you to discuss in your group. God bless you all. Have a blessed time together, fellowshipping with one another.